This is Ted Kennedy. Bank lobbyists want Congress to exempt local banks from a law that prevents them from discriminating against poor neighborhoods. No way. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Congress got a taste of people power the other day. Last month, bank lobbyists persuaded a House subcommittee to exempt banks from a requirement that prevents redlining. That's the practice by which bankers draw red lines around poor neighborhoods and refuse to make loans for business investment there, even though the investments are sound. Banks accept deposits from poor neighborhoods, and they should make investments there, too. Congress outlawed redlining in 1977, Al, and banks have been complaining ever since, scheming to repeal the law. They finally got their way, but not for long. The public outcry was so great that the committee quickly reversed itself and restored the prohibition. Speak up against redlining, Al. We need to root out bigotry wherever it exists, even when it comes all dressed up in the clothes of bankers.
Surprised you didn't call it racism, Ted. This has nothing to do with bigotry or discrimination. We already have some tough equal opportunity housing laws on the books to prevent that ugliness. What you can't seem to see is that Congress places so many restrictions on small banks that can't make the right investments which help them to survive. Nobody wants to redline a neighborhood. That stuff was outlawed 15 years ago. All most Republicans want is greater flexibility to help keep the small banker from going under. Way to go, Ted. All you'd accomplish is to force small banks to make risky loans. Next, you'll be wondering why the banking industry is on the ropes while scratching your dome and trying to blame all Republicans for the savings and loan bailout. Make up your mind before we all go broke. You got us here. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Congress forcing the Pentagon to spend big bucks for a program the brass doesn't want. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.